Hi, this is Jeff Curto, and welcome to episode number 137 of Camera Position, the podcast about the creative side of photography. So Camera Position's been around for about 8 years now, starting in February of 2006, and we've covered all kinds of different topics about photography, about creative photography, about project planning, wide variety of different topics, and they've all revolved around my impressions of photography, my ideas about photography, and I thought I would do a quick catch-up here since Camera Position's been sort of dark for a little bit, and in fact has been dark on a semi-regular basis over that eight-year period. I thought I would do a little bit of catch-up for those of you who have been listening for a long time, or even of those of you who are just joining me, to kind of talk a little bit about where Camera Position has been and where I've been these last few months, and also where Camera Position is going. So longtime listeners know that I've always had a day job. My day job has been teaching photography at a school called College of DuPage outside of Chicago, Illinois. I started there in 1984, and I just now have retired from College of DuPage. I decided to take an early retirement and move on to some other new adventures, so I am no longer teaching my day job at College of DuPage, and instead have a whole bunch of other things on the plate. And I thought I would do some updates here because there are so many different things that I think listeners might be interested in. One of the first things is, as some of you know, that in the last few months, about a year now, I've been playing around with an Apple application called iBooks Author, which allows you to create different kinds of interactive books. And in fact, I think many of you have downloaded my book about the winter in Lake Superior and taken a look at that short project. Well, I've produced a couple of other projects that you might be interested in. One of them is called Basic Photography. Basic Photography, A Beginner's Guide to the Essential Elements of Photography, is a free iBooks Author book. It is free of charge, no fee associated with it, and it is, in fact, a basic photography book that goes through an overview of the components of the camera, different types of cameras, an exploration of exposure, aperture, shutter speed, lenses, depth of field, composition, and quite a bit more, and is intended to help people start on the path to mastering the technology, primarily the technology of the medium of photography. Now, I know that most of the people listening to Camera Position are not beginner photographers, my guess is that some of you have not had formal training in photography, and this would be an ideal book for you to brush up on technique or just review technique. But for many listeners, what this book really is an answer to that question. You know that question that you all get from your friends and your relatives that goes something like this. Hey, Sam, I just bought a new DSLR camera. Can I come over Saturday afternoon and you can show me how to use it? Which for many of us is that sort of like, yeah, sure, I wasn't planning on doing anything else with my weekend, this is an awesome piece of information for people to be able to review and get an idea of how to use their DSLR cameras or mirrorless cameras or even point-and-shoot cameras, because it is really sort of adapted to all levels of people's involvement, including film cameras. So there are bits and pieces in the book about film cameras as well. This is a free book. The catch-22, I suppose, is that because it was authored with Apple's iBooks authoring software, it is only readable on the iPad or the iPad Mini, or on the Macintosh OS X, the Mavericks version of that, where iBooks is installed. And you're certainly more than welcome to take a look at it. And if you like it, I would love if you left a review in the iBooks store, because there is a tremendous amount of mojo that you get from having a review, and it positions the book a little bit higher in the bookstore. And I'd love to get this out to as many people as can possibly use it, because I think it's a pretty nice text, taking into account all of the things I've learned in more than 30 years of teaching photography. For more advanced photographers, I have another iBooks author book also available to be read on the iPad or on Mac OS X Mavericks, and that is Resonating Images, Communicating Messages Visually. Now, this is a project that came about because of something that happened to me or for me in the last year. I was named an Apple Distinguished Educator. There are only about 2,000 of us in the world, which is pretty amazing, Apple selected me out of a big group of applicants to be one of their Apple Distinguished Educators, and I'm very proud of that fact. And the Apple Distinguished Educator pool over the last year, we produced a number of volumes of iBooks, books that are free of charge, that are predominantly aimed at the education market, but Resonating Images, Communicating Messages Visually, is a book about introducing people to the visual concepts of Gestalt psychology, helping them see the cognitive reasons that some images resonate with us and others don't. And the book uses graphic and photographic visual examples and shows how to go beyond making images that are just visually pleasing and examines how images can communicate messages to viewers. So that's something else that is available, much shorter than the basic photography book, but I would encourage you to take a look at that. And again, if you like it, leave a review on the iBooks store for me, please, just because it helps get it in front of a bunch more people. A couple of interesting free resources for you that I think might be of use to you. So take a look at those, and I'll leave links in both the Camera Position app and also on cameraposition.com. But you can find them in the iBook store simply by searching on my name, Jeff Curto, and you'll find those and the Winter in Lake Superior book as well. So another piece of this update, and golly, there's a lot going on here. Another piece is that I know that many of you have known that for the last 5 years or so, I have been leading photography workshops in Italy, a country that I love so deeply and enjoy so much. And so my 2014 workshops are scheduled to kick off in August, and I have two of them, and they're both full and have been for quite some time. But I'm actively in the planning stages for May and June of 2015 for workshops in Italy, looking at workshops in Tuscany, in Venice, and in the wonderful and interesting southern province of Puglia, the heel of the Italian boot. So I will leave some information again on the blog about those workshops. I have just really enjoyed teaching photography in Italy. Obviously, I love teaching photography, but boy, it's really wonderful to teach it in Italy. And it's funny, too, because when I first started photographing in Italy way back in 1989, I couldn't even envision the idea of sharing this experience with other people. It was sort of like mine, and I wanted to keep it as such. But once I started bringing groups of students to Italy and working with them in the field and working with them on their images at the end of the day over a glass of wine, wow, I have really enjoyed it so much, and I think the students have enjoyed it too. So photographitaly.com is the website for that, and again, I'll leave a link for that. So I'm in that planning stage for the 2015 workshops, and if you're interested in learning about those workshops in an advance notice kind of fashion, send me an email and I will I'll put you on the advance notice list. And in fact, most of the time now, these workshops fill up directly from that advance notice list. So it's really helpful to have your name on that list if you're interested in going in either 2015 or at some future time. And I'm also looking at conducting workshops well beyond Italy. You know, I love Italy and I will continue to do those workshops as well, but I'm very interested in doing some workshops here in the U.S., as well as some other destinations. I've been in discussions with some people about perhaps workshops in India or Nepal in the Kathmandu Valley, Bhutan, perhaps Istanbul, some areas of the world that I would love to travel to. I've been to India a couple of times, but would love to get back there and do some photography there and bring some people along with to share that experience and help them learn a little bit more about photography and about the culture of another part of the world. So if you're interested at all in being on my workshop list, let me know, and I will make sure that you're on the mailing list for information for these workshops as they become available. So I'd mentioned Italy quite a bit in the last couple of minutes, but here's another piece of information that I find really, really exciting. In addition to teaching my workshops in August this year, after those workshops have concluded, I will be joining as an adjunct faculty member the University of Georgia for the fall semester, just the fall semester, but the University of Georgia has a study abroad program in Cortona, Tuscany. And so I've been invited to teach photography for them at their campus in Cortona for the fall 2014 semester. Very excited about that. Very excited to be back in a regular traditional classroom, but really not a traditional classroom, of course, because it is a classroom in Tuscany. So, in fact, I'll be in Tuscany from August through at least November of this coming year, and really excited about that opportunity. Very excited to meet those students and teach photography in an extended format in Italy. So there is, as you can see, an awful lot going on. Leaving my teaching job of 30 years was really something. It's still not quite sunk into me. Those of you out there who may be retired know what it sort of feels like to close that office door for the last time. But in my case, this office door closing has really been the opening of a whole bunch of new doors, a bunch of new doors about teaching photography, about travel, something I've always loved, and also about photography. You know, one of the things that I've always sort of in some ways suffered along with the rest of you in the podcast listening universe is that I've had a day job. I've had this opportunity to be able to teach the thing that I love in my day job, but it also has gotten in the way in many ways of making photographs. And I'm looking forward to the opportunity to spend a lot of this time that I now have. Even though obviously I'll be quite busy and have been quite busy, and I'm always quite busy, but I will now have the opportunity to make more photographs. I've become very interested, as many of you who have been following Camera Position for a while, and in not only still image making, but also in motion image and combining still and motion image, which I think there are a lot of people who are in still photography who have gotten into motion image, but very few who have gotten into motion combined with still. And I'm really intrigued by the combination of those things, and the combination of audio plus still plus motion is something that I'm very interested in pursuing and spending some time on. So there's an awful lot going on, and there will be links to all of this stuff in cameraposition.com and in the app itself. But I wanted to give you all some heads up on where things are going. Also look forward to Camera Position getting out in a more frequent basis, on a more frequent basis. Those of you who have invested in the app, and thank you very much for that, hopefully we'll see the fruits of these labors coming into your app a lot more frequently. And those of you who are subscribed on iTunes or other subscription methods, hopefully you'll see more Camera Positions coming at you more frequently as well. And speaking of which, you know, I mentioned this about the books, but anytime you get a chance to go to the iTunes store or any of the other places where you can rate or evaluate the podcasts, I really appreciate those ratings, because it does put the podcast into more ears and helps us build a bigger community. And in the last Camera Position podcast, I talked a little bit about the importance of this community and how important it's been to me and how important I think it can be to you in terms of using the community that you have of photographers and like-minded people. So, and in addition to Camera Position, obviously I still have the History of Photography podcast. And while I won't be teaching history of photography anymore at College of DuPage, I have some big plans for the History of Photography podcast in terms of continuing it, but also expanding on what the History of Photography podcast might mean. As you can see, there is an awful lot going on in my world. I'm very excited to be making more photographs, sharing my interest in photography with as many people as I can, and helping the rest of the world enjoy photography in the way that I always have. So thanks for listening, and thanks for keeping on listening, and we'll see you on the next episode of Camera Position, the podcast about the creative side of photography.